Pasadena, California, which is part of Los Angeles County. And I remember, I don't know why I ever applied for that school, really. One of the last places I ever wanted to live in the world was Los Angeles, in that area. And I remember when my parents and family drove out with me, I was just scared. I was nervous. I had anxious thoughts about the whole process. And I remember very vividly driving the stretch between Las Vegas and into Los Angeles, coming into that area, and thinking of how dry everything was and how there was no grass anywhere. Unlike here, you drive around, there's fields, there's grass in the summer anyway. And I just remember having that sense like, oh, this place is just ugly for the most part. And really, even in the city, it's just cement everywhere. But when there is grass, it's manicured, and it cannot possibly survive if it's watered. And that reminds me of this passage from Isaiah that we get this morning, chapter 40, where Isaiah says to the people that all people are grass, and their constancy is like the flower of the field. Now, it's a fun thing to do when you're studying Scripture, is to read other translations of the same text to kind of get an idea of what might be being said there. Another translation says of that same line that all flesh is grass and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. Another says all flesh is grass and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. And yet another says all men are like grass and their glory is like the flower of the field. Now we get what it means by all men or all people, our flesh, our grass, don't we? When you live a life connected to a church like this and a smaller community like this, you have the opportunity to see life at every stage. We got to see a baptism this morning. That's awesome. You get to see the beginnings of life. We announced Annie's baby being born today too. But yet later this afternoon, I'll go and lead the service at the funeral home, a holiday service of remembrance for those who have passed in the final year. We get to see all stages of life in this community. And we know what it means when Isaiah says, all flesh is grass. It all withers away. It's a temporary thing. It is fleeting. Life is fleeting. We get what he says. What is less clear is what Isaiah means by the phrase that follows. Their constancy, or their beauty, or their loveliness, or their glory is like the flower of the field. What does he mean? What's behind that word constancy? What is like the flower of the field? Well, the Hebrew word that Isaiah uses here is one we've come across before. We heard it in the book of Ruth. You hear it almost all the time when you read a psalm. Whenever you hear the word steadfast love, that's what is going on here. And the Hebrew word is the word hesed. Go ahead and say that with me. Hesed. That's the Hebrew word. And that's what is going on here. It's a word in Scripture that is often used to refer to faithfulness, steadfast love, as in the faithfulness one might exhibit in keeping a promise with another person. A good way to imagine that is the faithfulness between a husband and a wife in being faithful to each other. That's the kind of faithfulness that is here. That's what is meant by their constancy. Their hesed is a flower of the field. In Scripture, this faithfulness is often talked about as being in that relationship between God and human beings, faithful to one another. God being faithful to people, people being faithful to God. In fact, I would say the entirety of the Old Testament, its laws, the prophets, the history given to us through Scripture is based almost entirely on this idea of hesed, faithfulness. This idea of being faithful to one another, humanity to God, and God to humanity. But it doesn't take much to see whose faithfulness is lacking. And Isaiah gets right to the point. All people are grass. Their hesed, their faithfulness, is like a flower of the field, which withers away. Not only are we as mortal beings, flesh and blood, not only is our time fleeting upon this earth, but Isaiah tells us that our faithfulness is equally as fleeting. It's equally as fickle. It needs care, or it'll be just like those grasses in Pasadena, Los Angeles. Because when it comes down to it, we are all heartbreakers. We have all broken faith with God and have been really anything but steadfast or faithful to Him. Our faithlessness brings really judgment upon ourselves. Isaiah tells us the grass withers, the flower fades when the breath of the Lord, when the Spirit of the Lord blows upon it. Our faithlessness to God sends us into exile, away from God. It's as though God is absent to us because we were faithless. If you were to imagine it as God being our husband and we being the bride of God, it's as though we were adulterous. We had an affair. We went to other gods instead of God. And I imagine in my mind it's like we as the bride, as the wife, are left standing in an empty house as we watch God, our husband, the faithful one, depart because of our unfaithfulness. And that aloneness, that abandonment, is our exile. The absence of God can feel like exile, like abandonment. And the people of God in the Old Testament surely felt like this when Isaiah came and preached to them. They felt as though God, their faithful husband, had left them, the unfaithful bride, never to return again. But then Isaiah comes to the people and proclaims the word of God to the people, saying, "Comfort, comfort my people. Be comforted. Be comforted, O my people, for your faithful husband is returning. Your faithful husband is coming back. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his paths straight, because your Lord, your God, your husband returns." The grass withers. Human existence is fleeting. The flower fades. Our faithfulness is fickle. It's wavering. But Isaiah tells us that the word of our God will stand forever. No matter how unfaithful we are before God, God is always eternally faithful. In fact, God is the definition of faithfulness, of steadfast love, of hesed. And his hesed, his faithfulness, his steadfast love, his constancy, his devotion to us is eternal and it is perfect. In this, God is our rock, as the Psalms declare. And God's faithfulness and steadfast love to us are manifested in complete perfection for us through Jesus Christ. It is through Christ, his death, his resurrection, that God's word of comfort to you, his people, is made full. In baptism, as we saw this morning, we are claimed by God. We are reconciled to Him, made a part of His church, a part of the bride of Christ. I heard of a pastor once when they came to have his own son baptized. The pastor resided over the baptism. And instead of dressing his son in the white baptismal gown like we see Megan in this morning, he brought his son to the font dressed completely in black. Completely in black. And he did it to show his congregation a picture of what happens in baptism. We come to God as dirty, filthy sinners. In baptism, God washes us away. And after the pastor baptized his son, then they put the baptismal garment on him. Now, I'm not recommending this, of course. It's a little impractical. But it's a cool picture of what happens in baptism. We all come before God helpless and faithless in the black of our sin. But it is God who is faithful and just, who cleanses us of our sin and grants us the privilege to become children of God. And as people made clean in holy baptism, we are now blessed and continue to be blessed by the presence of God in Holy Communion, where we receive the benefits of Christ that Christ gained for us through His death and resurrection. Isaiah speaks tender words and is instructed to speak tender words to the people, giving them comfort. In Holy Communion, we hear the tender words of God, body of Christ given for you, blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. In this, we are given life and are told that our term, our indebtedness has been served, that our penalty has been paid, and that we have received from the Lord's hand a double portion of His grace, despite our sin. All flesh is grass, and our faithfulness withers away like the flower of the field. But God's word, God's promise, His faithfulness, His steadfast love, His devotion to you, His people, His child, stands forever over you in good times and in bad. Amen.